Marsha Yevama says that the reason why Yitzchak asked, the reason why Rivka asked Yitzchak to daven, and you find by Sarah also, you find that Sarah said Chamasi Alecha, she had tainus to Yak, she had tainus to Avraham Avinu for not davening for her. So the Marsha brings, and he says when Yitzchak and Rivka daven, Marsha says that each one davened with the other one. Yitzchak, they were both akaris, and Yitzchak davened for Rivka, and Rivka davened for Yitzchak. And the Marsha says that the tefillah on somebody else, I'll read the lush in the Marsha, he says it's more powerful when you daven for somebody else than you daven for yourself. See where Shaini would say this? The Ritva says, Ki hu mevur she tefillas chaveri shel adam, it's better when somebody else davens for you than you daven for yourself. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says a mitzvah, Rabbi Yochanan was sick, and somebody came to Rabbi Yochanan, Chanina came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he cured Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan cure himself? And it says, Ein chavish mati atzmai beis asurim. A prisoner can't free himself from jail. It's better when somebody else davens for you than when you daven for yourself. Is that why Rachel said to Yaakov, you know, hava ribanim, v'mayim eis anaychi? Why did she say to Yaakov, daven herself? The answer is, it's better the tefillah of a friend on yourself than on yourself. Sarah says, Tavram chamasi alecha. That's the Marsha says in Yevamos Daf Samad Daled Amud Aleph. She says this principle, it's better to daven for somebody else. If you want, if two people need something, you daven, your friend, let your friend daven for you. The cash on it, which I don't have the teretz, is the Chazal of 2 weeks ago's parsha. In Vayera, the Rashi quoted the Bereshis Rabba Medrash, which is that Yishmael davened for himself and his mother Hagar davened for himself. And it says Hashem heard the kol hanar. Hashem heard the voice of Yishmael. And Rashi brings a Chazal that it's better the tefillah of yourself. Rashi there brings the Chazal, which is Seiser, this Marsha, which seems to have rayas from a lot of psukim. Rashi says there, when it says Vayishmael Kim as Kol Anar in Bereishis Perach of Al Pasuk Yed Zayin, so Rashi says Mikan Sheyof Tefilas Achoyle Metefilas Achayim Olam. I have no teretz. Somebody, it seems to be a steer in Chazal. I don't know. Lemaisi could say that Enechanami says Machloikis in Chazal. Mashah's go with one. The Chazal seem to be saying to each other. Mashah saying all these rayas that it's better, I don't know the issue right now. The Marsha seems to say that it's better to daven, it's better when others, now Lemaisa, what do I do, this seems to be against the Gemara. See, in Vayera I was bothered, and Chal Shudas I asked this Kasha, it seems this Bereish is against the Gemara, and so that, the Sifzei Chama asked that Kasha against the Gemara, that I have my own terrors, there's a difference in Tefillah. Tefillah is better on yourself. That's what it says by Yishmael. And the Gemara is talking about more, it wasn't, I don't know if it was together tefillah, maybe it was other inyanim. I don't know what exactly it was done there, the method of healing, but it was something different than tefillah. But here, the Marsha uses that Gemara brachas of tefillah. The Marsha in Yevama says it's better to daven for your friend than for yourself. A friend of mine once showed me in Chizkuni, Avram Bresler, close chavah showed me in Chizkuni, wrote me in a letter of Chizkuni that says the same thing. It's better to daven for somebody else. It's more powerful. So if two people need something, you daven for your friend daven for you. Besides, Vadi should also daven for yourself. Yeah, I don't know the issue right now. It looks like this here. There's a Kashan Ramban here, I said, Ezra Wertelski, it was Mataritz to me when I met him. It was Mataritz this Kashan for me a couple of years ago. The Ramban says, what was Yaakov Avinu's plan? Yes. Yaakov goes and is going to imitate Esau, but anybody can tell the difference in voices. The Gemara says that Asuma is mutter to his wife, because he could hear the voice. He recognized Tfiyah Sayin on the coil. So what was Yaakov in his big trip to Ramban S? So the Ramban says there are people, Ramban says, that know how to imitate other voices perfectly. Yaakov is from those people. Yaakov is from those people. There are people, Ramban says this, that people can imitate another voice. I never knew Shnei Fanezi. The Vice says that such a koyach could imitate a voice so exact. Yeah, he had to have some plan. That the Ramban Katal Pip Shato is very gishmak. It says Akol Kol Yaakov. So Rashi says that from your Fruma talk. How did Rashi know that? Maybe Esav spoke Frum also, and Akol Kol Yaakov means because you don't sound like Esav. Because Esav wasn't, he knew his kids' voices. I could tell when my one kid speaks, the other you know who's speaking. So maybe it was, how did Rashi know to learn Shalai Kipshutai? Derech HaPshat. The Teretz is to the men Kipshutai, the voice, Yaakov wasn't so dumb that he had no specific plan. Yaakov was brilliant. Yaakov had a plan. He imitated the voice exactly. Well, the Rambana's voice is they had, if you don't want to learn, he had, as he tells his Kayach, imitated voices, then you have to learn that sound like similar voices to start with. One of the Pshatim. But because that, they had a Vina Havmina, so nervous the Pshat was, Yaakov even spoke a little from her. That already, Yaakov didn't realize that he'd be caught. He spoke from Esav also, remember, looked Gan Tzvirim. So Gan Tzvirim again, Yaakov didn't realize that would make, that would be, that was a, only a Dakas. The voice, he kind of sounded like him. I said over last year this verb, but I want to be Maisa for Maisa that I didn't say over last year. As he knows the verb, I wasn't Maisa for Maisa then. I want to be say the verb, a gorgeous verb from right there with the Maisa. But I remember every time a beautiful verb is when Yitzchak says to Esav, when Yitzchak says to Esav to go bring back food, he says to him, Ba'ata, and now, Sonach el Yecha, take your kelim. It's in Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. He says, Sonach el Yecha, take your kelim, tell Yecha, your hanging thing, Vikashtecha, and your bow. And it's say, Asad, Vitzudu, Litzayda, capture some food for me. So Rashi says, but what's that word, tell Yecha, your hanging thing? So Rashi says, Zot Rashi, tell Yecha. What is Tel Yecha? Tel Yecha, Charbecha, your sword. How does Tel Yecha mean your sword? Shederech L'Tloisa, because the derech to have it hanging from you. So I parry as Yitzchak was Yeshivish. Say, yen a hanging thing. Tel Yecha, let him say your sword. He knew how to speak. Say your sword. Take your sword and capture for me. Yitzchak Yeshivish Min HaTayra, Shenemar, Tel Yecha, yen a hanging thing. Why didn't Yitzchak say to him, take your sword, Charbecha. Say it, wait, if you mean to say your sword, tell Esav, take your sword and go capture something for me. Why does he call it the hanging thing over there? So Raiper said a beautiful thing in Chinuch. A beautiful thing in Chinuch is the parents, Lamash, I'll give a mashal about money. If the parent is chashivas on money, if the parent is machshav money, if the parent goes around and is machshav money, the parents can preach, and that's the God that's worshipped in the house. It may say on the dollar in God we trust, but what we really trust is the dollar bill. If in the house what really has chashivas is money, money, you see, you meet a bacher and you see there's money, money, you wonder where you got it from. Many, many times it comes from the home. Money is too chashuv, and that all money, money, all that chashuvus. Then the parents could darshan today till tomorrow. You should learn, you should daven. It doesn't go over at all. Because what the kid sees is true, you're darshaning, you're preaching away, but he sees what has value. What has value is the all-important buck. Whatever it may be, the kid perceives what really has value in the home. And in Yitzchak's home, what had value was Torah, what had value was tefillah, what had value is ruchnius. So that which Esav is an ish asada. Esav values the sword, the bow, and the arrow. To Yitzchak, it has no value. So the chinuch in Yitzchak's home, it was real. Yitzchak said it wasn't a trick in chinuch. That was bush. To Yitzchak, it wasn't a valuable thing. He said to Esav, the sword was today like the baseball bat today. So it wasn't stopped. To Esav, his sword was his ganz eleven. To Yitzchak, it was yen a hanging thing. It had no value to him. So he said, tell Yechel, that's not the way he felt about it. He said, take the sword. When Esav said the word sword, you know, it was like a, it was, you know, to him it was his life. It was Gantz 11, they had different brand name swords. So to Yitzchak Avinu, we had no chashivas. Take Yen a hanging thing. That was how he was mechanech. Right, Per said, awesome Maisa. This Maisa, it's worth that we met to tell him this Maisa. I have to look at Maisa. He says with the names, I don't remember the names. There was a Yid in Russia, a very wealthy Jew, Ephraim Rose, who was here. We heard the story together from Rabbi Per. I've heard many times Rabbi Per. One time, I brought Ephraim to Rabbi Per, and he told us this Maisa, beautiful Maisa, that in Russia, There was a Yid, a very wealthy Jew, multi-zillionaire, and he used to give to all yeshivas a few bucks, not so much. My parents, the guy's name. My parents' wife's the granddaughter, the Alta Nevada. See, the mice with Alta, he says that this wealthy guy's name. He used to give the yeshivas a few dollars. And the Vardik, he was the biggest supporter of the Vardik. He gave them millions. He was like the big supporter of the Vardik. He supported the network of yeshivas. So somebody asked him, what's the pshat? The Alta Nevada could give money and money and money. Other people come to you, you don't give them anything. You give them a little bit. What's the pshat? The other chashu yeshivas after that. So he said, I'll tell you. He said, when the other people come, in the shul, whoever represents the yeshiva comes to my house. He said, I have a very nice house. I have beautiful carpets, chandeliers. The house is very special. Beautiful, fancy house. So he said, the other people come into my house. They look up. They come to collect money. And they tell me, they walk into my house. They say, Shalom. When I see that in the corner, they look at the fancy chandelier. The guy looks down at the carpet. He cleans off his feet carefully before he walks. Molly is famous. He said, I look at the guy. I'm reminded how chashu my money is. If Basha reminds me how important my money is, how special it is, I look at the guy's face, how he's machshav all my money, and I'm just reminded how chashu money is. Then the guy's darshaning all that tire and how important tire is, and I'm getting the message how important money is, as he's talking all about important tire is. And staying how important money, then the guy says, maybe I can have a few dollars. If there's such a long schmooze about how important money is, the schmooze is the guy is looking around my house. Then that's kind of a few dollars. He says, I try to take money out of my wallet. It doesn't come out of my wallet. Open up my wallet. I can't take the money. It's so gishmi. You remind me how gishmak money is. I had such a hard time. Vikaishi, I managed to give him 30 cents. Vikaishi. The guy gives me an hour schmooze how chashu money is. Then he asks me for some money. It's difficult for me to give. So I part that for a few dollars. And vikaishi is very hard for me. He says, the Alta Nevada comes to my house. Money is nothing to him. The way he said, Avada, he was makan on Yana's mom, and the way he says he gets dirt all over my floor, he walks in his dirty feet all over my carpet. He walks in, he says, give me mussar. He doesn't tell me how tired he is. You give me a barrel, you gotta learn more tayra. Rabbi, he says, give me mussar. My house is bubkistan. He said, he looks around, it's tevel varikdan. He looks, it means nothing. He'll walk up and he say, excuse me, Rabbi, your pay is too short. My house is my money, garnished him. He said when he walks into the house, the Alta Nevada, the shems of all my money. It's garnished to me. It's garnished to him. So he said, I remember this is nothing. It's garnished. So he shmoozes with me and gives me mussar and tells me I've been fooled. And he speaks to me, I understand the chivas of Ruchnius. Then he says, can I have a few dollars? He said, a few dollars, take it all. He said, I can't give him enough. I just give and give. That's this Yid said, why he gives Alta Nevada a lot of money. And that's the ultimate chinuch, to be mechanech our families, Beis Hashem, is we have to ingrain ourselves, taka, what is chashu, what's not chashu. Our shmuzim won't help. Langa shmuzim and zachim won't help. We have to taka really get in ourselves and think we misbind in it. And taka come to a true akar, what's chashu, what's not. People dash on money's not important, money's not important. Then they live life, the all important dollar. That's what they can dash away, money's not important. If they live that, it's very, this is it. That's their life shows. That's the message given over. That's not what's supposed to be given over. The Alta Nevardik says, once one Alta Nevardik, at the beginning of the parasha, he says that it's strange. Esav says to Yaakov, he sees Yaakov making this Nezir Adashim, and he says, Haliteini Nomina Adem Adem Azeh, pass me some of that red stuff. Because I'm tired, I need some red stuff. Al-Kain Kurishmoy Edoms, he's called red. I'll say the same joke as last year. Not so funny, but a guy says, pass the ketchup. So from then on, he gets the name ketchup. Amadna Maisa. He has passed the red stuff, he's called red. The Torah is being made. Strange origin of a nickname, and if it's Stam, that was a funny nickname. What was so funny about it? He said, pass the red stuff. Al-Kain Kurishmoy Red. Why is there a reason to call him red? He one time said it. He always used to say, pass the red stuff. He liked red stuff. Strange. And the Torah Stam said, that's how it all happened, folks. That's, if you want to know why he was called Mr. When they walked in, they said, hey, Red, how's it going, Red? He was called Red because he once pointed to the red and said, pass me the red stuff. So the Alta Nevardik said, Eisen of Shach. He said that this tight shei sabava. What does Esav say? He says, Anochi holech lamas. He says, what do I need to bechor? I'm going to die anyway. It's funny that the Epicurean, Apicurus comes from Epicurean. He was a philosopher who was an Apicurus. If he named after him, he must have earned the title, hard-earned title. The Epicurean theory of life, Beryl's analogy, you know what the Epicurean theory of life was. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we will die. Esav, it's amazing that Esav, Rome is from Esav, and got it from his tata Esav. Esav says, Lomali abachai, v'anoichi hoilach lamas. I should have said wrong. V'yayim Esav, hine, in pasuk lamad beis. V'yayim Esav, hine, anoichi hoilach lamas, v'lamas zel li b'chayra. I'm going to die, so party hardy now. What do I care about ruchnias for? It's going to all end anyway. He doesn't know about mitzvahs. It's only what his eye sees. Esav is, I don't see it. It's what's in front of me now. And all I see is people are noichin halach lamas. You have to remember the backdrop of this is who died that day. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was nifter. Rashi brings Chazal. Avram was nifter that day. Esav till then wasn't the Rasha. He went with Tarvis right afterwards. See, he suffered a tremendous clap. Avram Avinu died that day. And what he was fooled by his eyes. The real truth is that the neshama, the person dies, goes on to Nitzchias, the neshama goes into Elam Haba, it gets tremendous schar, there's a redemption of Chias HaMeisim, the guf gets schar later on, there's tremendous schar, but Esau was fooled on that day with his eyes saw. And being fooled with his eyes saw, at that moment of weakness, of being fooled, of not thinking deeply into something, not thinking of an Elam Haba, not thinking of a Nitzchias, it's interesting, had Avram Avinu know about Elam Haba? It's brought as a medrash which says, you know, Avram Avinu also saw death. Had Avram Avinu, there was no Torah to look, and Avram Avinu his own discovered Elam Haba. Now he discovered, Avigdor Miller quotes a medrash on the side, that Avram Avinu looked into the world. He looked deeper into things, and he looked into the world and he saw an amazing thing. This is how Avram Avinu discovered Elam Haba. He saw a caterpillar, he saw a little caterpillar, and he saw an amazing maze happen. In the Bria, there's a miracle, unexplainable, not a scientific fact, a miracle, that a caterpillar spins out of its own blood, turns into string, into some sort of string-like, and it builds a cocoon. It builds this house, out of its blood turns to string. Avraham Avinu was amazed. He studied science, he studied the world. He says he looked at it, he was mistaken to the world. And he sees an amazing miracle. And he says, why did Hashem make it? That's a miracle, a strange miracle. That a caterpillar spins out of its body thread, its blood turns the thread to build a house. But then he was confounded even more. He was very confused because not only it's an amazing miracle, Hashem to make sure a miracle and a caterpillar should do it. But what's worse is he decided to break open the cocoon. There were a whole, I think, am I pronouncing the word right? Well, cocoon. So he decided, let me break open and let me see what's going on in there. It's an amazing miracle. The stuff, maybe they're partying in there, something is schmack going on. And he breaks open the cocoons and he sees inside his rotted caterpillars. Now it mamish blows his mind. Hashem made a great miracle so they could build themselves a cocoon. They all die in there. So Hashem makes an amazing miracle that blood turns to thread in order they should have a fancy coffin. It's really, if they're building a house, Ephesus, maybe they're singing Zmiris, I don't know, they're doing something exciting in there. They're all dying. So is that miracles? They have a nice coffin. It very much confused Avraham Avinu. And he couldn't understand. Remember, Avraham Avinu discovered plan and creation. His whole thing was that everything's planned. The way Avraham Avinu discovered Hashem is he searched the world and he noticed everything's exact. Everything's mesudar. It's a very orderly world. That's what Avraham Avinu discovered. And he noticed, and he kept seeing Hashem, but he saw more than Hashem. That's quickly to see Hashem. You see a building, you see Hashem. But he discovered such hashgach in every prat and prat. He discovered that Hashem was mashkiach of every detail, so exact. He studied the body, and he saw Hashem in every fingernail. God's like, God looking down on my fingernail, making sure he saw as he studied science. It's just such an exact cheshbon. So here, it's like a strange thing. It seems every in the world so cheshbon. It seems uncheshbon. It seems amazing. And Avraham Avinu said that he left in Akasha. There's the expression of Akasha Shtar Benesha, don't die in Akasha. So he had Akasha and he waited around. He waited around the Akasha. It must have been a painful few months. But some cocoons he didn't break. He said, let me see what will happen. And he left some cocoons, and after a while, out of those cocoons flew out these gorgeous butterflies. And he said, wow, amazing thing. He understood that why does Hashem do this nace, that it spins a cocoon, and then this cat, this little creature that can't get off the ground, such a lowly creature, not pretty, turns into a gorgeous butterfly that soars. And he understood that it's a lesson to us, and the purpose of this planning, the purpose that Hashem wants to tell us, is that when it looks like it's all over, when it looks to a person that the person's gone, then it's just beginning. And it's going to come back much better and more beautiful and more special and more pleasurable. And it's just the start. So Avram Avinu knows to see deeper into things. When Esav saw Zayd Avram, the Gadol Hador, Nifter, he got weak that day. And he didn't see deeply into things. And the Altan Vardik says that's why his name was Adam's Rib. When he saw the lentils, on that day he was trained a very serious not to think deeply into it. When he saw ketchup, he didn't say, what is it? It's ketchup, describe what it is. He just saw the color past the red stuff. It's just what his eye perceives. It's not red stuff, it's ketchup. It has a name to it, it is something. He saw this, it's a bean soup, past the bean soup. He didn't see bean soup anymore. He didn't check in, what is it, what's it about. That was what Esav became, that's what happened to Esav. He just went, his eyes fooled him. And al kein karshu my edayim, that's why he's called red. That's why was his name Red. Arabites have deep perceiving eyes. The Nitziv says, Mamash, along these lines, he has the problem of Diyak and the Psukim. The Psukim say, he's Medayak and the Psukim, it's a little bit late, but all, the Nitziv says as follows. Why does Hashem make them an Akara? Why does Hashem make Yitzchak and Rivka Akaras? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yibamas says that Hashem wants the tefillah of Yidin. Hashem wants the tefillah of Tzadikim. Hashem's Mesabah Tefillah Shasal Tzadikim. Therefore, he makes them Akaris. To get the tefillah, the Nitziv suggests as follows. The Pesukim is Medayik of the Pesukim. Why did the Pesukim point out, Rashi makes the same deal, that Rivka was the brother of Lavan. So he says, we know rule, if you want to marry a girl, you check the brothers out. Very important thing, rabbis say. You check out the Yivdoik Bachay, you check out the brothers. It's not a good advice sometimes. If you want to marry a girl and you want to sit in Kailal, so it's very good to see if there's some brother there, there's a brother who has a shaykh to learn it so she knows what it is, a father, a brother. It's a good idea. But it says, Chazal say, Yivdoik Bachay, check out her brothers. So, Be'emes by Rivka, and Rachman brings the Nitziv Chazal that most kids turn out like the brother of the mother. That kids turn out like the brother of the mother, most kids. Like the mother's brother. So Zakh and Tziv, Be'emes, if Rivka would have had children with Derech HaTeva, they would turn out like Lavan. That's the Teva Olam. Kids turn out like the brother, like the brother of the mother. So if Yitzchak and Rivka have children, then it says they should turn out like a Lavan. So what Hashem do? He made Rivka and Lavan, he made Rivka and Yitzchak a curse. So now, b'derech ha-teva, there were no children. Their child came out b'derech neis v'oifin plai, through a pelo, through a neis. Already it's not meshuvah to dinam of teva. If it comes out through teva, it's meshuvah to dinam of teva. Teva is, it should be like the uncle. Here Hashem made it come out through neis, so it's not meshuvah to laws of teva. So kum tais, what looked like such a tzara in Yitzchak Avinu's life, what was such a shrek l'chatzara, and the taka was a shrek l'chatzara, that for so many years he didn't have children, a painful, painful thing, was Be'emes a tremendous bracha for Yitzchak. Be'emes was a bracha. And the bracha was, that's why he had a zaycha to have a son like Yaakov and his tzaddik. That's the opposite. The look of an Esav is chitzonius. It's not to be maimik into something. To see it looks bad, it's bad. The look of a Yitzchak, the look of a Yid has to be to see the tov in it. To see what's behind it, one would look at such a tragic part of Yitzchak's life. It was a simcha in Yitzchak's life. He was zeicha to Yaakov Avinu only because he was an akar and his wife was an akara. He was an akar and his wife was an akara. That was so. What looks on one hand the chitzonius that looks like a tragedy, if you're maimik into it, you see it's a bracha. And that's the avodah of a yid, is to be maimik into something, not just to go over the chitzonius, take a look how it looks. not to go by the not loisa surah achrei nechem, not to be fooled by your eyes, just to be mayanik into things. Something Rachmanot Zal happens bad to you, lo yaleinu. He has to be mayanik into it, to think maybe it was some message in it, maybe there's some good I could draw out of it. But not to be fooled, not to be an adam, not to be an edom. Somebody who just sees the chitzonis, who doesn't see the pnimius, he has to be a person who taka sees into the pnimius. I want to end very quickly with a verse. It says, Eilatol's Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoilers Yitzchak. It doesn't speak about the children. So Rashi says, in the future, in the parish, it's going to speak about Esav. It's going to speak about Yaakov and Esav. Why does the Torah do that? It says, Eilatol didn't just speak about Yitzchak. By Noach, we had to do the same thing. It says, these are the children of Noach. Noach is Tzadik. So Rashi brings the main offspring of a person are his actions. Good, very cute. But say, Eilatol's Noach, Shem Chom and Yafas. Why does the Torah trick us like that? What's the Torah tricks us? Eilatol's Yitzchak. Keep you waiting a little bit. Pshat. I was distracted. There could be many pshat, but I was distracted like this. My father told us a few times, he said that you're lucky. He said you're very lucky. He said many parents give up on themselves to be anything. So in Mela, they're roid of their children to be Tamid Chum and Tzadikim. They give up on themselves. So in Mela, they're roid of the kids. They pressure the kids to learn too excessively. So he said, and the kids resent learning, they resent tefillah, because the parents are right with them. He said, you're lucky, I never for a minute in my life gave up on myself. He said, if somebody has hope in themselves, I'm kind of saying, you never once forced one, not once in my life, my father sent me down afterward. I'm not saying, Allah, each one, not once in my life, my father sent me down and said, Daniel, we'll learn enough. I asked, I want to learn. Well, come on, we'll learn. Not once in my life, Daniel, let's learn. He didn't want to pressure. I'm not saying, if I say you have children, learn with them, Be'ez Hashem. But the nekuda of chinuch, people get their rebellion, unsuccessful mechanchim, because they live and die in the success of talmidim. They're too much live and die in the success of talmidim. Their whole chi is only the success of a talmid. Chinuch is true also. If a rebbe's whole success is the success of talmid, he overly pressures that talmid. That's like his oilam haba ticket. See, he overly pressures the talmid. If the talmid's not doing well, he panics. That's his oilam haba. He sees his whole himself. He has nothing. He's not necessarily being oivet on himself. So his success is only in the Talmud. So what happens is he overpressures the Talmud. It's not healthy. A Rebbe, you have to always remember as a parent, as a mechanech, we're all going to be rebbeim. Lomid olam nasa lamid. It's not for any, doesn't matter your profession. You have a chiv l'lamid Torah. If somebody lives only through the one he teaches, and doesn't have his own aliyah, his own steiging, and his own atzlacha in life, his own working on his own self, on a zif, then he should never believe that Avad, it's a big zach children, chinuch, and it's a big schar, and it's a big inyan, and you get tremendous schar. It's nishdov sered. Talmud Torah connected kulam, and the Rambam says Talmud Torah is bigger, Talmud Torah is teaching to lumen on the nas lami. There's no shayla, but it's one of 613. It's a big one, connected kulam. And Hashem love, we spoke, Hashem love Avram, because we're chinuch as kids. But you ask many bachim why they learn. They want to learn so when the kid comes home, they can at least learn with that kid. It's very noble. But I get nervous. That sounds like the guy saying, it's noble, that's a good thing, he should learn with this kid. But it sounds like he's saying, for myself, I gave up on. My kid, I'll get them to be a Talmud Chacham. Chalilu v'chas, a person has to have his own aliyah also. Who b'noi lomad, you're going to learn in Kedushin, who kaidim? Who kaidim l'b'noi? The halacha says, if you himself learn or his kid learn, he comes first. That's the halacha l'maisa. Chinuch. Because you can't think all your atzlacha is going to be through your children. And you should have atzlacha through the children. And there's a tremendous, if a person has his own self and works himself, and as can be mechanech as kids, there's nothing greater in the world than being mechanech as children. I love Avram Avinu, but he did it himself also. He had his egen aliyah. He had his egen aliyah, also had aliyah through his children. And that's what I believe when it speaks about Tolvus, Eilat Tolvus, Noach. One second! Before I speak about Tolvus, let me tell you. Noach is Tzadik. The first thing was Eilat, the first thing about the Iker Tolvus, the first thing was himself. Eilat Tolvus, Yitzchak, one second! Let me not speak about Yaakov yet. Let me speak about Avram Hoilas Yitzchak. Let me speak about Yitzchak Alein. This, to give over this lesson to us all, and to teach us all, that the Iker, a person has to strive, is first to be mashal himself. Avad after it's part of his shleimus and concurrent with his own shleimus, with his own aliyah, is avad and an ikar of his own aliyah, is also after he's working on himself and concurrently at the same time he's working on the mechanech his children, on teaching others, that's true ben aliyah. As a mechanech, you know, you'll be a more successful mechanech. Successful mechanech who has his own aliyah, right? Perid vay zul mechanechim, learn something that you can't teach. He says, otherwise you're sitting at a shir and everything you hear is saying, well, how will I give it over to Yenim? How can I apply it to give over? He said, you don't have enough your own aliyah. He said, learn something you don't teach. One thing, you're learning on your own, you can't teach, there's no shaykh to anything you're teaching. Advice is mechanechim. The core thing, you'll be a better mechanech. It's not just a good advice in life, you'll be a better mechanech. Somebody who lives your own successes, you care very much. It's very important to tell me a success. If you don't have that same, your whole success through them. I once read in a book, Rav Noah Korlin, who came to speak, as a book about children. He said, a parent's biggest mistake, he said, if a child does badly in school, and the teacher calls you up, the first thing, Rav Noah Korlin, the first thing you should think, he writes, the parent should think, it's not me. I'm doing just fine. My son is acting out with me. And your son needs that from you. You'll be a better parent than him. It's not you. You're acting just fine. Now your job is to work, help him out. You're the person who's supposed to help him more than anybody. It's the job of him. It's not you. It's not you. Your daughter, she needs this. She needs this help in this area. It's not you. You're telling me this. It's not you. But the vada, something you care tremendously about, and you want it. But it's not you. And he said that's a tremendous aid in the relationship, in helping the person. That could be. It could be.